This speaker comes from Belfast in Northern Ireland, and you will hear a number of features here that characterise this dialect, including a dentalised T in the middle of words, so the word daughter, for example, becomes daughter. The accent is rhotic, so the R is being articulated in every word position. You'll hear the sort of bending energy in vowels like ear for tf, and you will hear a degree of twang in the energy of the accent too. If you want to hear more of this Belfast sound, go to the conversations Belfast versus Dublin, and you'll hear the same speaker in conversation.
From files. Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. E. She was daughter to King Aeetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. Central vials. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered... She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse in the sea. Aeetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. Back files. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Pelias was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. Diphthongs. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauc's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Triphthongs. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had served her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. Common consonant shifts and drops. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless first thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting fight or fought fairly. This is Jason's monologue from Medea. It is not what you think. It's not the first time. You waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? They're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is the king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. So I grew up in Belfast, Northern Ireland. I grew up in South Belfast and near the Ormer Road, and moved to North Belfast when I was about 10 or 11, near the waterworks. I took speech and drama lessons from when I was about 10, so that's probably affected my accent. When I'm talking to people who aren't from Belfast, I try and speak as clearly as I can so they can understand, but when I go back into my own accent at home, it becomes flatter and loses as much diction. And I'm 20 years old.